Rodeo Diamonds in New York. This is Cameron.
Hey, Cameron, Todd.
Hey, what's up, man?
Oh, nothing. Just coming back. I got to take out my dogs.
Ah, okay. Well, I won't keep you. Just wanted to doing free Saturday shipping for tomorrow. Didn't know if there was anything. We don't have anything.
You know what? The only thing we're looking for right now is really like 3-carat naturals.
Well, I got those. I got plenty
of
those.
If you want to send like an oval and I don't know, fuck, whatever. We just don't have any. We have up to 2.5, but we just don't have any 3s in the box.
All right. What's a hot shape? I mean, obviously oval, but like, are you selling rounds? Are you selling marquees, cushions?
Oval. Oh, if it's an elongated cushion, yes.
Okay.
Radiant.
Okay.
Oval.
Okay.
Marquee.
So anything
elongated,
stay away from the squares.
Yeah, I mean nothing square selling.
Okay. What about quality? Is it do people care about quality or is it just big flash, not a lot of cash?
No, SI2H, you know, type of stone. I mean, it's got to be somebody looking for 3-carat. It's not going to want a schmaltzy. Unless you got a really nice I1, you know, G type of thing.
Okay.
If it's off the side, yes. If it's in the middle, no.
Got it.
You know, something prongable, maybe.
Okay. So not necessarily always, you know, GHVS type deal or, you know.
Oh, no. SI2s are fine as long as it's a decent SI2. It's not one of those fucking Indian bullshit.
Yeah. I mean, you get what you pay for, so. For sure. I'll look through and I'll pick some stuff. We'll get it into your hands for tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean,
why not?
You know, we're looking for long-term memo on shit like this, but we don't have anything now. So, yeah, if you have something, shit, it'll sit in my box or your box.
Well, I would rather it be in your box so you could have a chance to sell it for that
yeah.
guy that's, you know, running out of time, needs something, or you know, whatever. So.
Well, it would really happen more than likely with a trade-in.
Yeah.
You know, kind of a trade-up type of thing. But, yeah, if I don't have it, we're not going to move it, so.
Exactly.
Send one or two in.
I will. And then, hey, come the new year, let's talk about long-term memo.
That sounds great because we're really trying to pull away from EM because of the court case and all the bullshit.
Well, then I think he got hooked up with
solicitation of minors.
Yikes.
So we don't really want to deal with them a whole lot if we don't have to.
Well, I think you know the powers that be, if you will, need to get on a conference call with me and you, and let's powwow a plan where it works for you guys, works for us. Let's get long term in there. Let's do some business, and you know.
That sounds great. We'll sit down after the first year because I have Michael's ear now.
All right, let's do it.
Most of the year, I'm kind of off the floor now, just hammering down different processes and making sure everybody else is, you know, doing good.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm more of a, I take care of my clients, and then I'm a coach to everybody else.
Well, I mean, you know, that's kind of the move for you anyway, isn't it? I mean, you know,
that opens you up
quite a bit. Yeah.
It opens me up just to help a lot of different people and all of my own clients.
Exactly. Right. That way there's different avenues for you to kind of go down and, you know, wherever you're needed, and you can optimize it that way.
And I'm doing all the buying off the streets now. That's me now. So that's fucking great. Because we just fucking scrapped $91,000 of scrap gold a couple days ago.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that a couple days ago. That's a freaking score.
I'm paying $65 a penny weight. I'm getting $121 when I sell it.
Wow, nothing like doubling up.
Yeah, so we're doubling scrap. We're making $50,000 to $100,000 a month free, just from me buying off the street.
Damn.
You know, so, and any of the stones I get free because I'm not going to pay for them. You know, and if you want me to take them out, it's $100.
Yeah,
I'll take them out for you. You know, and then if you want to use them, great. If not, it's $300 for me because my guy's getting paid anyway.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah, that's a win-win for you guys all day, every day.
Oh. I got a fucking date tomorrow night.
Yeah, you were telling me with this girl here, you were telling me.
I've been chasing her for a bit. I went out a couple times now. First time was amazing. Second time, I couldn't have had a better date ever. You know. And then going out tomorrow. If that goes well, we'll probably go to Florida on a trip. I booked a trip. She's like, don't you think that's fast? And I'm like, really? Not as fast as the last two Saturdays.
Well, and the other thing is like, hey, I'm not here to waste anybody's time. We got to be able to travel together. If we pull off on a trip to Florida, then, you know, at least, hey, we know we're not compatible and we move on and, you know.
Absolutely. If you don't want to hang out with me, that's totally cool. But I want to figure it out because you're... And if you want to date a lot of other people, I'm not your guy.
Yep.
I understand if you've been in a 14-year relationship, but I've been waiting for you. You know, I'm not just going to wait around. I don't. Let's give it a shot or don't.
Exactly. Let's be on the same page or let's not.
Yeah, because I don't want to watch you fucking date around, and then I just wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah. Yep. I'm with you.
You know.
Good for you, man. Good for you.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Well, let me know how it goes.
Yeah, no, she's fucking 5 foot tall, 100 pounds.
Yeah, I remember you were telling me she's a big girl. That's okay, man.
Oh, my God. It's fantastic. What the fuck?
Good for you, man.
Awesome. Well, you have a good one, brother.
You do the same. I'll get these out to you. Have them all. Yeah.
Okay, bye.